Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Christian teacher has been suspended for saying that he won't lie about affirming that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. This is a Christian physical education teacher in Northern Virginia. He's now been suspended for saying at a board meeting, a public board meeting, that he will not lie or never lie to a student by affirming a person can be any sex other than that which corresponds to his or her biological makeup. This teacher is Byron Tanner Cross. He made the comments during a Loudoun County School Board meeting, and now he has been suspended. Cross was there to oppose a new policy within Loudoun County Public Schools requiring that all staff use students' preferred pronouns and allow so-called transgender students to participate in sports activities however they might identify, regardless of their biological sex.
You know, he says, I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences. I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion. It's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God. Now, wouldn't any parent want a teacher like that who refuses to lie to their child?
Yeah, I applaud this teacher for having common sense and going up and opposing this particular crazy, ridiculous policy. And, you know, after he shared his views, he was placed on leave by the Leesburg Elementary School. This is in Northern Virginia, according to Principal Sean Lacey, who informed parents via email. The parents ought to just rise up in complete outrage against this discipline of this athletic physical education teacher.
You know, we defended a similar situation, a teacher here in Florida who they were trying to force a girl who wanted to go into the boys' bathroom. This is middle school. Wanted to go into the boys' bathroom, and he said, no, I'm a Christian. I'm a man. I will not let a girl into the boys' bathroom. And they really almost fired him if we had not intervened.
We just talked to him. He just finished his school year again. He was so happy and thankful for us for being able to finish another school year. But we actually got the internal communication. Mm-hmm. And in the internal communication, before we intervened, they were calling him to fire him. They literally said that they were mm-hmm. going to terminate him. Why? Because he, as a man, did not want to be in the showers or be monitoring the showers with a girl in there undressing and showering with the boys.
And the boys didn't want that either. They came running out going, what's going on, coach?
Yeah, when the girl came into the locker room, the boys came running out.
Right.
They said, what's going on? You know, they didn't want to be in there with a girl in the locker room and going into the showers. And so he was obviously protecting the boys. Imagine if he told the boys, hey, boys, you just got to accept this. And just this, you know, and what about them? They go home and they complain to their parents. They're not going to be heard. You know, that's ridiculous. And they could have the other thing where a boy would then go mm-hmm. completely undress and go into the showers of the girls.
Right. There's no safety or privacy
issue.
They don't want that. Right. Yeah. And just to try to, you know, go with some lie to these kids and put them in harm's way. No.
So,
I mean, this teacher, our client, was very brave and courageous. As a result, you know, we intervened and now he's able to teach and not have the situation.
Right. And so one of the things that he was involved in, it was gym. And then we also mm-hmm. had a female teacher as well mm-hmm. that also said, yes, I don't want to do this either. I don't want to let boys into the girls' shower and locker rooms. And they ended up going, people went to a public board meeting. pastors and others, they got behind this situation and they spoke out. But to tell you the truth, he would have been fired.
He would.
Because we know that in that we actually saw the internal communication.
And then they also offered transferring. Well, what good is that going to do? He's going to have a similar situation somewhere else.
Right. And this was in Florida here. But fortunately, we intervened and we took his side and the school district backed down. This school district was really amazing in terms of its pro-LGBT. You remember they were also working with the library, with this private library of this person that was pro-radical LGBTQ advocate, and they were giving access to the all the resources to the young people. It was a very pro-LGBT run school board. Parents need to take over this. They need to get people to run for office, and they need to push back, especially what's happening here to this coach here, anywhere across the country. But look, here is what we're facing. If H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act, passes and it becomes a federal law, then this will become mandatory across the country. Christian teachers, others that have common sense like this, they'll literally be forced out of the schools and into the restrooms and shower rooms and locker rooms. You'll have all of these confused people berating in, and girls will go into boys' rooms, and girls and boys will go into girls' rooms, and it will just be a mess. Plus the classroom curriculum. You can't even begin to imagine how bizarre it would become. I mean, it's already bizarre in some places where it's not required. Now, if H.R. 5 comes into being, no one will be able to escape its reach. No one.
You know, we've totally lost common sense here and facts, and, you know, you're made either male or female, and you cannot deny that. However much you want to try, you cannot deny that. And to force children into this lie, this is what H.R. 5 would do. And, you know, teachers like this who stand up for the truth, who will not teach their children lies, will have no say.
They'll have no say, and plus it will damage your children. It will not only push LGBT and Q, which the Q includes all the sexual paraphilias, including pedophilia. Imagine that it would become a protected class, but also abortion. It is an abortion and LGBTQ bill. So this will override all the laws of the state regarding the issue of abortion restrictions, parental consent, parental notification, clinic regulations, doctor qualifications. All of those would be overridden by H.R. 5. And this will force these schools into compliance, lying to these children that it's okay to change your gender, that it's okay to have opposite sex hormones, to block the production of your estrogen for girls or testosterone for boys, that it's okay to literally amputate healthy body parts to have your body match your confused mind. And then what's going to happen when these young people do that and they become permanently sterile? They mutilate their bodies through surgery. Who's going to be there to help them? If parents try to intervene, just like this coach here, this PE teacher, if parents try to intervene and say, no, my daughter, my son, we're not going to accept that, then, you know, the child protection services can come in and make allegations that the parents are abusing their kids by not providing necessary, quote unquote, medical treatment and intervention to them. You know, it's already happened in some places around the world, and there's even been such allegations here in the United States.
You know, and I hope this teacher has legal help, and if he doesn't, he can call Liberty Counsel, because that's why we're here, to defend teachers like him and teachers like we defended in Florida against this tragic stuff.
Well, it was really a joy, Holly, when we received a call from the teacher in Florida, and he was so thankful. He had just finished school for the year, and he was thankful to Liberty Counsel for standing up for him. And he was mentioning about this teacher, that he read this teacher, and he wants to do anything he can to help this Virginia teacher as well.
And you know what also made a difference in that county was that parents and pastors came together. I attended the meeting where this teacher and the other teacher both testified. They came together and said, no, we don't want this in our county.
And you're able to be a part of helping people like that when you pray and participate in the ministry of Liberty Counsel. We thank you for your prayers and your partnership with Liberty Counsel. We want you to also be aware of H.R. 5 and make your voice in opposition, because it is a huge threat, the biggest threat to religious freedom ever to come out of Congress. It's in the Senate now, already passed in the House. Facts, sign the petition, and make calls. And if you've already done it, do it again. You can go to lc.org/HR5, lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.